Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Burrow, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey. Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo. And I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Yeah.
Episode 149, Screwball Radio, live and direct. King Eric in the building, alongside with my man Comet.
Yeah, we here. What's good?
Happy to be here with y'all on this Saturday night. Got a dope guest on the line tonight.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Shout out Rashid Chappelle. Definitely going to be a dope interview. Boy's been putting in some pain.
Yes, sir. I think we got him live on the line right now, man. Welcome to Screwball Radio, man. Episode 149.
Peace. What's going on? Salute to everybody in the room.
Yeah, what's going on, my brother, man? Happy to have you on, you know. Definitely been following you for a minute. Been around you a couple times. Yeah, man. Just happy you on here, man. Gotta give you some flowers. Keep dropping that heat.
Appreciate you, man. I mean, the goal is to, you know, become a legend.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely on the way, man. You're definitely on the way. That's for sure.
That's the way you've been putting it down, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man. I met this brother, I want to say it was like 2014. It was AG the Coroner. Tony Yayo was supposed to be in the building. Spit Jones was in the building. FU was in the building. And I mistook you for being one of the Brother Lowe's. Remember standing next to you, and I thought you was Kilo for a minute. And I was like, oh, man, damn, you know?
This was at, I think, was that the night we bumped into Pusha T?
I know Tony Yayo was supposed to be in the building, but the hip hop police was outside.
Yeah, police was out there checking people's IDs. Yeah, I remember that night. I think we was at Soca Tuesdays, and then we split over there.
Yeah, it was supposed, I think it was like the come up. It was AG the Corner. It was Yayo was supposed to be on the bill. It was hosted by, I can't remember his name, man, but he was like one of the first YouTube bloggers, you know, kind of like, you know, Doggy Diamonds in a sense. He's from Brooklyn. But
oh,
I remember standing next to you. M-Rec.
M-Rec.
I remember standing next to you. Yeah, for sure. For sure, M-Rec. I remember standing next to you. I thought you was Philo for a second. And I'm like, yo, what it is? And then I'm like, Philo, and you like, nah. I'm like, oh, shit, damn. But yeah, man, let the people know about you, you know?
I mean, you know, I've been at it for a minute. Just dropped the album a few weeks ago, Sugar Bills. You know, I love it. The whole art form, the culture. I'm happy to be a part of it, especially being it's the 50th year celebration of the culture. You know, I'm from Project City, New Jersey. I rep that flag, you know, wholeheartedly. I'm a student of the greats. My goal is to never feel like I'm bigger than the culture or bigger than the art form, and just to keep pushing it forward, like those that came before me that inspired me. So, you know, like I'm a fan first, you know, I'm an artist at heart, and I'm a student of this shit, man. Like I love this.
For real. My one question is, you know, who inspired you? And, you know, there's so many greats that inspire a lot of artists, but who inspired Rashid Chappell to be what he is?
You know, initially it was everything that came on Video Music Box. You know, being young and watching that, I would definitely say my inspirations came from that, because, you know, growing up, I didn't even know. It was just regular life for me. You know, like I always saw graffiti. I always saw, you know, breakdancing. I always saw MCs. I always saw DJs. So I didn't know that this was a culture. You know, it was just a part of life for me. So those are the things that were inspiring to me. Once I started taking rap serious, it was, you know, it was EPMD. It was, LL Cool J. It was a lot of Queens influences, not just because, you know, the Shout Show, but it was a lot of Queens influences. You know, it starts with Run DMC, of course. They made, you know, hip-hop global. Nas, Rakim, Cool G Rap, Black Thought. These were the people, Ghostface, that was saying, that made me say to myself, like, I have to really take this 10 game seriously. Like, I want to be thought of in that same light. So those were the ones that inspired me to, like, you know, utilize being descriptive and utilize emotion and all those different things. But, you know, I can really say everything on Video Music Box. It either taught me what to do or what not to do. So I give a lot of credit to Ralph McDaniels. I salute him every time I see him, because he gave a face to a lot of the artists that I had heard, you know, like the Brand Nubians and the Special Ed, and even Nas, you know, with the EPK he dropped on him. So, you know, just everything was an inspiration to me.
But you from New Jersey, so, you know, you had Naughty by Nature, you had Artifacts, you had Redman, like, you know what I mean?
I was in New York a lot, though. Like, my dad used to do his thing over here, so I was in New York a lot. You know, Redman definitely is one of the people, but, you know, our styles are different, you know, as far as, like, our approach to music. So I think he's super dope, but that wasn't someone that I kind of looked to in that regard, is how I would approach my music. Tretch to me is, you know, I will argue with anybody that from 91 to 93, Tretch might have been the best rapper in the world. You know, he was amazing. You know, we got the Fugees from here, so I'm a fan of these artists. But as far as like inspiring me to want to do it the way I do it, those wouldn't be the people that I named. You know, the Artifact definitely was somebody that was a little bit closer. You know, somebody that you know, both of them, you know, rest in peace, Tame One. But him and L were close enough, just close enough and tangible enough that it seemed like we could make it happen as far as getting a deal and being of importance on the New York side, you know, because they got a lot of love on the New York side. Me and L did a radio show together, and I was telling them, you know, they made it cool, you know, to kind of be right from Jersey. Like, they didn't have to say it was from Jersey all the time, and they made it cool, you know, L with the low on all the time, and, you know, Tame being wild. So it was Artifact definitely was somebody that we looked up to. But as far as my approach to the music, I wouldn't say any of those groups really inspired me to do it the way I do it.
I mean, because your style is more, you know, I want to say, you know, you're you, but, you know, you got, like, the AZ, Nas, Lord Finesse kind of approach to the music, right?
I would say salute to Ness. I would say my approach is definitely me. I just think my approach is probably, and to even be considered with a Nas and an AZ and a Lord Finesse is crazy. But, you know, I just think my approach is just like, more like street. I don't even know how you would describe it. Like, I'm very descriptive. And I try to be very mindful of what I say, you know, like I try to, you know, I think Rakim was a technician, but I don't think he really gave a lot of his life in his music. He was just like a master at the art of rhyming. And so I wanted to kind of master the art of rhyming while giving, you know, glimpse into my life at the same time. So, you know, people like Ghost, people like Nas, people like AZ, people like, who else does it at a very high level? Prodigy. There's a ton of people, you know, that do it at a high level where they give you their life and the music also while being poetic and being slick. Like, I was always a fan of that, you know. I just wanted to really, you know, because you bring up Finesse. Finesse told me years ago, he told me that when you, like, you know, hip-hop, you're either talking to a people or you're talking for people. And if you're doing it right, you're doing both at the same time. So when Ness told me that, I, like, really took that to heart and tried to really put that into the music, especially my approach to it.
Yeah, because, you know, when listening to you, you know, you could sit there and you could actually visualize what's going on, like, in that part, you know? So, for instance, like, one of your new records, I believe the lady's being abused. You know, the guy shot her, right?
Yeah, Concrete Cinema, yeah.
And like, you could kind of picture it. You could picture the abuse. You could picture the woman, like begging for her life, you know? But you say it in, like, such a way that it gives you a vivid picture. You know, with today's music, you're not really getting that. Like, it's more just blah 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 blah. You know, you got this jewelry on. You wearing these clothes, but yours is more like, you know, you painting a picture, and that's what I love about real hip hop, is being able to be a listener and visualize what the artist is showing you through words, you know?
Yeah, I just always wanted to, you know, I didn't think I had the best voice, you know, I didn't think I had the best flow. So when we started rhyming, I was like, well, I got to have the best words, you know what I mean? Like, I got to have the best words. And so as I, you know, began to, you know, work on my craft, it was just about, you know, realizing that I have an opportunity to tell a lot of people's stories as well as my own. And I take that seriously, you know, like I don't take it lightly. So, you know, it's this beauty, it's this hideous, it's this, you know, the place where they meet sometimes, and you got to try to walk that line and find that balance of telling these stories. And, you know, I know you guys can appreciate it, but when I talk to people from outside of the culture who are, you know, fans of the culture, critics of the culture, you know, they're like, oh, this was a dope line. But I'm like, yo, that was somebody's life. You know, that's somebody's real struggle. So it's a lot more than just dope lines to me. You know, it's really somebody's story, somebody's pain. You know, it's a moment of my life that I put into the music. And so I treat it as such. So, you know, that's just my approach. You know, what other people are doing, I really don't pay a lot of attention to. Like, you know, hip-hop actually wasn't my first love. It was R&B music with my parents. They had, like, a very extensive record collection. And so, you know, I listened to the stories that Stevie Wonder was telling his music, and, you know, him being the Nas of R&B, and then listening to, you know, Bob Marley tell his story and his music, which is like a super simplified version, but it's still as impactful, you know. So just trying to find that balance between the two, and listening to, you know, New Edition and just all this shit that used to be playing in the house, and just trying to find my voice. Like, okay, I can't sing, you know, and I'm not going to be on stage dancing. So let me figure out how to, you know, put these words together in such a way that I can get the same emotion that you feel if you listen to Aretha Franklin sing, but just by putting a few words together. So that was always my approach.
Look, what I like about your sound is that you keep it within Jersey, you keep it within that East Coast sound.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm from, you know. I gotta give you me.
Yeah, because,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you know, we live in a time where, you know, that's just me being me. I just love when, you know, Jersey people that come with Jersey, they come from the Jersey standpoint, or New York come with New York standpoint, because, you know, me being out here in the Carolinas in the South, we want to be like, okay, take us on the tour guide of Jersey and what that's like. So, you know, you get that trademark sound. And that, to me, gives the culture identity.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, and it's so funny because, like, the producer I just did the last album, he's from Boston. You know, he's from Cambridge, Massachusetts, but his sound just fit to what it was that I was feeling at the moment, you know. And I write to the music, so, you know, I find the music that bring the words out, and the music, and the producer that I worked with prior to that, Little Vic is from Long Island, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, I go to, you know, the sonics that move the pen, and it just happens to coincide with the sound of the East Coast. But I really like, and I've never really been like a Jersey dislike. I never had that issue. I've heard some other artists talk about, like, they, you know, they're from Jersey and they got to fight for their respect in New York. And I don't know, because I was in New York so much, people thought I was from New York, but, like, I never had that issue. Like, you know, to me, it's you know, like, and where I grew up in Passaic is literally 13 minutes from Midtown. So it wasn't like New York wasn't this far off place to me. You know, it wasn't this Emerald City type thing. It was just, you know,
I was always thought you was from New York, because you used to always be with, you know, the outdoorsmen, you know what I mean? Whether it was Spit Jams or Coronelli, you know what I mean? Like you was always, like, I was always around. I was everywhere. And I'm seeing you with everybody that's from Brooklyn or Queens, you know what I mean?
Cause
when you're moving through the city and you're doing these hip-hop events, you know, I want to say 80% of the artists that are in the building are from Brooklyn or Queens, you know?
Yeah, so I just...
Go ahead.
No, you might get a what? You might get a few from the Bronx, you was going to say?
Yeah, like, I'm from the Bronx, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
When I'd be in the shows and they'd be like, yo, Brooklyn in the house, Brooklyn go crazy. And when they say, yo, Queens in the house, Queens go crazy.
But then when they say the Bronx is the Bronx in here, you know, you might get a couple noises. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, like from Knitting Factory to what's another one? It's another Brooklyn spot. Public Assembly, like, and I'll be in there, and I always felt like, damn, I'm the only real Bronx guy in here. You know, half the building is Brooklyn, Queens.
I used to always feel like, you know, like, I took it to heart when Rakim said it. It ain't where you from, it's where you at, right? Like, so I always felt like, I don't care. Like, yeah, I know the history of Queens MCs, and I know the history of Brooklyn MCs, and, of course, Bronx created it, and, you know, Wu-Tang from Staten Island, and, you know, the rappers, the Dougie Freshers and stuff from Manhattan. But it's like, yo, I'm here because I belong here. Like, you know, I'm nice. You know, so it didn't matter that, you know, I was from Jersey. Like, people ask me in interviews, but I never think about that. I've rapped with so many New York rappers and LA rappers and, you know, wherever they from. And it's like, it doesn't matter. You know, I've rapped with people from London and like, it don't matter. Like, if you nice, you nice, you know? And so when I started coming to New York, like really in high school, it was like, it's like, nah, like, you got to be nice, you know? And I remember doing, the New Yorican Poets Cafe back in the day. Now, we sneaking, we not supposed to be in New York, you know what I mean? And we done caught the bus, and we over here, and we put our name in the hat, and, you know, Bobito was the host at the time. And it's like, you know, I hear, you know, what these guys are doing, and I'm like, holy shit, like, I got to step up. And it's like, you know, you get in where you fit in, and you just continue to work on your craft. So, you know, it didn't matter. Like, to me, it didn't matter at all.
Yeah, you definitely got to show and prove.
Yeah, I just wanted to be nice.
So, you know, for those that don't know, the name Rashid Chappelle, that is your official government name, or is it like, you know, because, you know, everybody got a moniker and, you know.
Nah, that's my name, and that's why I have it, because there is no, you know, there is no blurred line between me and the music. Like, the shit you hear is me. And I use my name because there's people that know that name, right? There's people I grew up with that know me. This is the name that my mother and father chose for me. And it's like, I'm true to that name, you know? I'm true to where that person comes from. So, you know, I pride myself on, if you look at my earliest video, I'm in the projects where I grew up. If you look at one of my latest videos, I can still shoot in those same projects. You know, some of the same faces, some people we lost, some people home now from jail that, you know, and it's just like, it's the same thing, you know, because I've remained true to the essence of who I am. And so, yeah, there's no stage name. There's no moniker. It's Rashid Chappelle.
So let me ask you this. What was your first project? Because, you know, where I first heard you, it was a posse cut.
Okay.
You know, it was a Pharmacy Express produced
by my
boy D. Devon. Yeah. That's where I first heard you, you know?
Yeah. I got my first deal in 2008, and my first single came out in 2009. And then the first album, Future Before Nostalgia, dropped in 2011. And that was produced by Kenny Dope. That was the first project.
Wow. So you've been pretty much the last 15 years moving consistently. You know, because you got features here.
Mm-hmm.
Projects here, features there. You know, fast forward 2020, end of 2019, you with 38, you with Fred the Godson, you know, forming that whole trust movement, you know, Planet Asia,
Flea Lloyd.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the new wave. Still,
yeah, super new wave. You know, especially like hip hop needed something like that. You know.
Yeah, that was a dope time. You know, I was happy to be a part of that. You know, because like you said, you mentioned the Outdoorsmen. I remember when they were doing their thing, and I think they were like the blueprint for a lot of the things that came after, such as Griselda and Trust and BSF and Clockwork, Drumwork. You know, I think they were, you know, a little bit ahead of their time. I wish they had stayed together, you know, but, you know, whatever happened. But,
Outdoorsmen was a different animal. You know, mm-hmm. when you looked at them as a whole, they never spoke about the same thing. Not one artist that was part of that entourage, whether it was Mayhem or Animal or Science or AG the Corner or J Love, like, and you know, even yourself being in the mix with everything, no one sounded the same. You know, they were like a Brooklyn Queens kind of Wu-Tang in a sense. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I looked at them. That's how I looked at them, you know?
Yeah, I thought they were
everybody
very dope.
Everybody was raw.
And even like Matthew Ragazzino, who would pop in from time to time. Like, you know, there was some very, very dope MCs, man. So, you know, coming up, you know, because, you know, 2011, my first album drops, Action is hot, Mayhem is on fire, you know, and it's just like coming in and sparring with those guys, it's like, okay, you know, like, okay, like, this is it. Like I've arrived, because these are like the nicest of the nice, you know. So, yeah, that was dope, you know. And then, you know, like you said, fast forward to the work that I did with Spesh. And just having, you know, Fred in one room and me and Asia in another room and Reef Hustle in the room with Fred and then Spesh there and then Shay sliding through and then Graf coming through. Like, it was definitely like, you know, all those years of sharpening the pen was like, yeah, like, this is what it's supposed to be. Like, this type of shit is what it's supposed to be, you know? Like, Me and AG recorded a few records together, but like I did a record with Action Mayhem and Matthew Ragazzino, but we weren't all together at the same time. But when we were doing the Trust shit, like, everybody was there at the same time, and that was like crazy.
Yeah, that's dope. What was another dope link that I saw you with was, you know, you and Buck Wild.
Yeah, that's my Uncle Buck. Call him Uncle Buck.
You know, like, that's a, you know, I praise Buck Wild. One, he's from the Bronx. Two, he's one of the illest producers in the game that doesn't really get his credit. You know, this man done produced on Big Album, done D.I.T.C., Big L, like, you know what I mean? Like, the list goes on and on and on. And for him to still be ill and then someone with your pain game, you know, over his production, to me, it was dope too, you know?
Thank you. You know,
like, I love it.
Him and Primo are the only two producers to produce for Big Nas and Jay. You know, like, he got him. He did it, like, and he didn't do it, like, post-mortem. Like, he did it, like, while shit was still, you know, people were still here and people was at the height of their careers. So, like, that's incredible. And so to be a part of that and, you know, the history that Buck has in the game and, you know, like, I don't take that lightly. But, again, it was like it happened because I felt like, it belongs there, right? Like, I belong to be there. Me and Buck had talked about working for quite a while, and when it finally lined up, it happened during the pandemic, and it was just, like, perfect. And, you know, his idea was like, yo, like, we should do a concept album. And so when we came up with the idea for Sinners and Saints, like, we're touching on, you know, the justice system. We're touching on the media. We're touching on police brutality. Like, we're touching on a lot of stuff in that album. And it's so funny. I just went for a jog the other day, and I listened to that album. I hadn't, because I don't really go back and listen to my old stuff, and I'm listening to it. And, yeah, Buck is incredible, man. Like, Buck is really, really incredible. He's really incredible, man, and I'm happy that that's part of my discography. Like, Buck is the man.
Nothing more than nice is a duo, for real.
We're about to take back a second so the people can hear some of your music. We're going to take it back and then bring people up to speed, you know, because, you know, you got an ill catalog, you know. And it's going to be hard to play a lot of songs in this 1 hour that we have, you know what I mean? So I kind of dug and went back and then brought it up to speed. So, yo, E, let's give him some heat. Rashid Chappelle.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let him go. What the fuck?
Peace. I was building with my barber about the teachings of the father. How the woman is the earth and the black man is Allah. Preachers in the churches where they hoopin' and they holler. And the secrets of the masons on the back of the dollar. Mysteries of life from the Buddhist to Kabbalah. Muslims making hard, throwing stones at the Kaaba. How America's weak, all the chinks in the armor. 9-11 Wall Street fold is all karma. The hopes of a people on the shoulders of Obama. Earthquake in Haiti, now they lookin' to Obama. Laugh, share pounds, and I'm paying for my lineup. Comment on my jeans in the give designer, walking hypocrite, still trying to make my mind up. Mentally in bondage from post-slave trauma. The breakup of the nation, Malcolm vs. Elijah. Noble Drew Ali vs. Wali F. Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, walaikum assalamu. Five pillar stands from Zakat to Shahada. Mark to a martyr, spark to the starter. Universal law that we all play a part of. From Zion to the Rasta, Mayan to the Rasta. History to tell that the strong get the offer. Lead or you follow, school or you scholar. Three forms the matter, liquid gas solid, man, woman, child, sun, moon, star, holy trinity, ghost, son, and the father, grandmama sang for the hem of his garment, we made in God's image, but who is the artist, alpha and omega, tell me where it started, it's hard to see the heavens from the view with my project, yeah, peace, positive energy always, creates expansion and elevation, peace.
The first, we don't record of this black man. We have a record of the voice of others except the black man. There is no first record of the black man. He is the original or aboriginal man of the earth.
Man, you know what it is, man. We got a lot of heavy hitters up on this one. You know what I mean? It's like the Pharmacy Express. We just be shipping up them drugs. We got A.G. the Coroner, Matthew Ragazzino, Rashid Chappelle, Tom Mel, Timeless Troops, Camilliano, Prince Original. Let's go! It's like Express Pharmacy, son. We shuffle that work. Catch me getting high with all them renegades lurk. Busting off them squirts in a watermelon field. Shirts be trailing cowards, always my chest hurt. I'm the macho man savage, snuff the dead in your cabbage. Louisville slugger keeps my high batting average, and my slugger percentage straight elevates my leverage. I care about my team, not selfish incentives. Time for litter removal, man, the time is so crucial. You think you're accomplished from the herbs approval? Yo, your foundation shaky, man, your lies be compulsive. You mimic the aura of the king who's explosive. I'm a champion, warlord, vigilante samurai. Became a ninja, too many eyes in the sky. They try to put me away, but I never say I'm guilty, cause money talks and the DA is filthy.
A
I done ran with the street niggas, study with the bookworms. Spitting everywhere that I go, y'all dudes are shook herbs. I'm laced with the footwork, Olajuwon jeans. Digging your pockets is Natchez Parmesan cheese. Have a coke and a smile and shut the fuck up. Cause all that shit that you talking gon' get you roughed up. We make music that don't come with dances on the side. It's just real shit, I never had to compromise my pride. Y'all bagging niggas hide when you see us walking. We're everywhere, you goofy niggas keep on stalking. On a date night, I might drop 100 on your wife. And the same night, the hammers have you running for your life. No lies and no loose ties on this side, shit dies. The same block with my spit flies, we flip pies. Walking in the rain with the ones that I love. And I ain't talking about a bitch, just my mask and my gloves.
It's a new year, new me, the same old. Juice crew, niggas get biz when it came show. Kangos, chain gold and chop O's. Add D's, Quaaludes and push keys. Yo mouth, yo doubt, we supply it. Niggas change the world with a pirate and a pilot. Simple economics, either push it or we pirate. But keep it on the low, niggas plotting on your priors. Close knit, tight circle, move quiet. No prints, mask, love, and flat iron. Stay away from them, cause them new niggas snitch. And new niggas turn state, new niggas flip. And weak niggas bird while the real niggas bid. And y'all don't even know what a real nigga is. We stand up, man up, make no excuses. And handcuffs, we say fuck the prosecution.
It's senior. I'm so sick, we can see the, take me to your leader. I drop, kick him, put him in a $1 million sleeper. Herringbone in a beeper, jump in on a sneaker, blunt full of that ether. Rain man with them numbers, idiot savant. Play the corner 5 in the morning, so nonchalant. Carte blanc, my thread centered with Mont Blanc. Bring me the comp, the motherfuckers is all lunch. Foreign exchange student, fresh up off that short bus remedial, stupid, barely in that new shit, I prefer the old shit, iceberg history, Indian had low shit, tight schedule, on that get that head and go shit, need to know basis, so you don't need to know shit, Ragazzino, paper gang, yacht club, everything smooth sailing, you motherfuckers is docked
from the sand to the streets of the Egyptian pharaoh, mind sharper than the arrow, harvest kings do battle, from the highlands of the east to the tidies you brave, Hicto kings wanna enslave, we stacking it. We tag the walls and monuments with philosophical conviction. Past lineage and tradition without moral and submission. The mission, holy switching after mastering the victim intention. Had to get them, put them in physical detention. Not to mention, I ditch them. Bury their bodies in the train yard. Exposed lawly swine, infested those scars. In your clothes, dog, his garment fit for a king. Check the knowledge I bring, so bow down and kiss the ring.
Since the school days, cats was fake. Two pays, these dudes say, yo, I'm your man, but they two-faced. Behind your back, they go and talk about this and that. But listen, black, they all sweet like Kool-Aid. And when they found out I was raw, son, they all come. Just so that they can say that they friends with the godson. As far as done, my circle tight like I'm huddling. Always on point to get another win. I saw the hammer, he only on cause it's pops. They got it wrong. I'm just waiting to take my shot. So knock it off. All they do is hang on the jock or call. Cause they smile on your face, don't like you at all. Haters, they never prosper. They soft lobster. Hard on the outside, that you could roger. Move out the way, they saying that I'm a problem with something to say, and you can't stop.
Great terror to North America, comparing us is authentic to replica, pointing damages at your messengers. The temperature's rising, while you shucking and jiving, ducking and hiding, we clutching and firing. Aspire to inspire, Esquire, executive attire, Pirelli tires, my rhyme a line of fire. My crime means parolees with priors, so it's my co-defendant recession to make rappers retire. The wordplay wizard, cold as a blizzard, sharpen and scissors. Rip rhythms with a doctor's incision. You corny faggots need to skip the bragging. Be my wagon, beat it through Copenhagen. Hit man, that's peak Italian. We keep it balanced, island flooded medallions. Henny gallons, beast in the city yelling. I'll bring your city wailing. Advanced wording like I'm Thorndike Barnhart. Running through Queens, in fatigue, green car.
Scribble stretches on the loose leaf. Translate to vivid pictures, HD state, chisel like I'm Bruce Lee. We duck the dummy cats, ambulances with them 2Ds, breathing the new car breeze, minus the blue trees. The gray Avies match the blue noses, two soldiers who ride for the few chosen, cruise golden. You can't see this, elitist is the fetus, stacks under the poppy, got the divas to feed us. So check the progress, too much to digest. We let the shoddy kick back like the triceps. You ain't informing us or warning us. We dropping diamonds while we rhyming, y'all only dropping cigars. So check the glorious rap, Bobby Fischer. Shake the paper, let the ink dry. Now you got the picture, we out to get ya. Won't stop till we mountains richer, counting digits on the island in Versace linens.
Words I express are beautiful. We deliver express pharmaceutical. My talent's God-given, and I'm God-driven. But if Satan takes over, ain't no telling what I'll do to you. Get get your ass boxed in like a cubicle. Keep thinking that this shit's all musical. These clowns really tested my nerves. I put your tired ass to bed, leave you resting in earth. Make you one with the world you'll now depart from. Death or survival, where I get my heart from. What I lived and seen is where I get my darts from. Making noise now and I'm just getting my start, son. Clutch your heart, son, I know it sickens you. Reality of this right hand is hitting you. We the new breed that you gon' listen to. So just pay homage, cause really ain't shit to do. Shit to do. Shit to do. Shit to do. Shit to do.
Break it loose.
I came to change the game and claim the crown and move the crowd. Everybody get down to the sound you hear. Crystal clear, smooth and debonair, and I have no peer. Stand alone, command the tone, demand the throne. Lay down a gauntlet, the hammer thrown. To nail your coffin, proceed with caution. Cool cat, daddy, better hold your girlfriend. First thing it's out, never watch the world in. Curse to the now, about to close your curtain. From pen to pad, block the abs. Future of the hip-hop instruction lab. You hold a mic and they point and laugh. MC professor, miss the class. This is school. Teach the fool, me over dope tracks after jewel. Praise the worst, and it's priceless. More than a verse, you can call it timeless. To me, your highness, plus or minus. No half stopping, am I shine the brightest? Lines are blinding, rhymes refining. Too complex, it defies refinement. Move too fast, nigga, just rewind it. Creme de la creme, yes, I'm the finest. Stars aligning, perfect timing. The real hip-hop, you are now reminded.
Cause I kill and kill at will.
Of course, oh yes, I bless the best, perfect, no stress and analyze. I'll manifest all the A's, the S, the H, the E, the E, the D. And no hell me, the man, the legend, your sound's a myth. God bless the child with a vocab gift. I hold my own on a microphone, and you sister to leave the mic alone. Pay my dues and I'm gonna pay in homage. Peace to the gods and praise Muhammad. Haley's comment, I'm once a lifetime. You challenge me, you were out your right mind. And where's your lifeline? Where's your army? No mortal man can dare to harm me. Crowd excites when I hold the mic and proceed with ease. And my strike is lightning. Two turntables, MC, no hype man. The real hip hop, you are now reminded.
Cause I kill and kill, kill and kill, kill and kill and will. Cause I kill and kill, kill and kill, kill, kill and with will.
Ooh, man. Screwball Radio live from the Matrix. Black Poet on the check-in. That's that Rashid Chapel right there, kid. I'm checking the lyrics, and I'm checking you, thang. You got some fire. You got some fire, you heard?
Yeah, yeah.
Yo. Screwball Radio live
from back.
The Matrix. Black Poet on. Yo, yo, yo.
We back.
You can hear me, y'all?
Me, Rashid. Memory lane.
Yeah, Rashid.
You took me back. I'm here.
Hey.
Okay, we had to take him to memory lane for a minute.
Yeah, man. That's,
that.
That's one thing we do here. You know. You know, we try to
Screwball
get
Radio.
Yo.
You there, Poet?
No doubt. Screwball Radio live on the Matrix, man. I'm checking out my sheet, man. Chapman, man. He got that fire.
Yeah, Rashid Chappelle. You know, just took people back. You know, this man, you know, he wasn't on for a little bit, or we couldn't hear you, but, you know, this man been putting in pain for a good 15 plus, you know?
Yeah, I'm checking something, man. I'm checking something. You got that fire, man. That's what I'm looking for, man.
Appreciate you.
That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for, man. We're going to always support you over here. Shit like you spitting. That's that shit that make you rewind that shit. Like, yo, what do you say? That's that hip hop. That's that hip hop. That's that hip hop. That's what we. That's what I live for. Shit like that. Let's keep it rocking, Don.
What's this up? So, So you just dropped Sugar Baby, right? Sugar Baby?
Sugar Bills.
Sugar Bills. What was the concept behind and the making and the thought process when you was coming up with this? Because there's a lot of heat on there.
Appreciate you. It was Sugar Bills is this bar. Well, it was a bar. It's not there no more. Around the corner from the projects that we grew up in. And it was, pardon me, it was just a spot where, like, everything took place. Like, incense, like, Muslim selling oils, like, you know, unfortunately, my cousin's father was stabbed and killed there. You know, sell dope, everything, you know, just, and we was little niggas, like, little, like, shouldn't have been outside. And, like, we would be outside, and we would just, like, sneak into the bar to, like, try to get some money from my parents to go across the street to this other spot called Chicken Holiday. And sometimes they would let us just, like, stand by the bar, and we would watch all the stuff that took place in there. And, you know, these stories kind of all, you know, emanate from that spot, you know. So that was that's what it felt like.
You was like Caligino in the Bronx Tale.
Facts.
Yeah, like in the spot. Facts. It's hot over there. Shit always going on.
Yeah, like, you know, like my it was across the street from the spot. You know, my dad's friend, like, killed somebody. And I remember him being on the run. And, you know, it was in the papers and everything, on the news. And I remember being in my living room. And I hear a knock at the door. And the guy who killed somebody comes in the house. And I'm looking at my dad looking at me, and he was like, he's my friend. Like, your friends are your friends. And I learned that lesson that, you know, like, you know, nobody's perfect, you know, and if you're riding with somebody, it was just a wild time, bro. Like, the 80s was fucking crazy, you know what I mean? So it was just being there and seeing it and, you know, just thinking that one day, like, I might hang out there, but it shut down way before I got there. And, you know, I never drank or smoked, so it probably wasn't the spot I ever would have been in anyway. But
That was your reality, stable. You know what I'm saying? And niggas can't take that away from you. So it's like, you know, like the special ed is talking about NWA. You know what I'm saying?
You sounded muffled. We couldn't hear you.
So, you know, like our special guest was coming up talking about hip hop, you know what I'm saying? The niggas ruined hip hop from telling Nate's story. I don't believe that. It's your story of gangster. And if you tell your story, that's your reality. So keep telling your story, man, and fuck everybody else.
Absolutely.
So this legendary spot is what brought out the whole Sugar Bills.
I mean, I figured, like, I don't pick the titles until, like, I'm a couple songs in. And so once I got to about maybe 3 or 4 songs in, it felt like Sugar Bills to me. And that's where the title came from.
And, you know, like, I know that, you know, a lot of women deal with domestic violence and everything. And I want to touch back on the song Cinema. What was it called?
Concrete Cinema.
Concrete Cinema. So where was the thought? What made you tap into that whole scenario? Is it like,
I mean, the music dictates what I write. Like, the beat spoke to me in that way. Like, there was, I never have a preconceived idea of what I'm gonna write. The beat always pulls it out of me, and that's just where it took me. And, you know, unfortunately, it's a true story to too many people. And, you know, a few people that I know personally. And that's just where it took me.
Yeah, I kind of do the same. I let the beat take me wherever it's going to take me. Like, I don't never
you know, try to have a rhyme. You know, sometimes I might have a rhyme and it might fit to the beat, but when the beat is hard and the beat is official, it kind of puts me in the place where I'm supposed to be.
Facts.
But, you know, when you listen to this song, like, it's almost like, I don't know, you know, Aerosmith, Jamie's Got a Gun. You know, like, this is kind of, like, that's the kind of vibe I caught from the music because, like, you know, women deal with so much, you know, abuse from their significant others, whether it's the father, you know, touching the daughter or the father hitting the mother. Like, there's always some kind of abuse that the woman deals with. And when I heard that song, I was like, man, this song is deep, man. Like, I could just imagine what the video would be like. You know? Because
yeah,
I'm sitting listening, and I could visualize this shit. Because it goes on, like you said, so often.
And that's
yeah,
what's up.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm a fan of Aerosmith. That song particularly is a very dope song. But, you know, it's unfortunate. And, you know, it's our job, you know, as men to kind of provide better environments for our women. You know, like, and so, you know, the song, you know, because in the song, he kills his baby mother, but he wants to protect his daughter. You know, which is this weird scenario of, like, you know, like, oh, she's going to grow up to be that woman away from her life. So, you know,
Hold on, my bad. I hear, like, outside interference, and I can't really hear him.
Well, I hear that, too. That's E, right? That's the music you play.
No, it ain't me. Pardon me, Rashid.
No, I'm here. I'm good.
Still here?
I'm good now.
Yeah,
I'm
here. We all in the building.
I don't hear nothing.
So, I don't hear it no more. But, you know, this is what happens because we live from the Matrix, you know what I'm saying? So there's always some kind of glitch in the system, you know?
Facts.
But yeah. Elaborate a little more on what you was just saying before we give people more music.
No, I just, you know, it's just an unfortunate story of, you know, abuse and things that take place in our community.
Seriously. So the whole concept was the man was, you know, he was trying to, like, protect his daughter, but he wanted to kill the moms, like, you know, it's, like,
no,
it's so weird.
It's a weird thing that, you know, in the story, he kills the mom, but, you know, he has all this love and affection for the daughter. Like, they're both women, you know, so.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, yeah, Eve, come on, man. Let's bring people into the world of Rashid Chappelle, man.
Bro, I want to hear some more fire from Thug. Thug definitely got fire.
Yes, sir. Y'all want to hear something from the new project? Or we going to keep on revisiting the classics?
Whatever you got from Thug.
Yeah, just play the heat, man. Play all that shit.
All
right.
Let's go.
I guess the last laugh, riding my wave, you on your last rap. The way I'm speaking, every hazmat. You still in a maze, looking for cheese, you silly lab rats. I can't put nothing past that, cause I done sacrificed a lot. Gotta show me where the cash at. Rise and fall like the NASDAQ. I'm just glad that I'm here, see I be going through the flashbacks. Yeah, believe what you want, I'm living proof. Bitches always talking, it ends with 1-2. It's kung fu when we sparring. I was down in New Orleans, chilling with my
conscience. Keep your morals always close. Live a life that be lawless. Yeah, only time gon' tell. These are the choices that I made to live a life so well. I broke the mold, now I'm breaking the shell. A man trying to make a perfect heaven out this hell. Yo, Chappelle.
Hey, yo, marksman, cartridge blowing like Nintendo. Loaded up, extendos, barrel out the window. Lit sticks and endo, we sinful saints. Pistols, paint, Picasso's, murals hang. Candles lit, click GoFundMe links. Sheets are signed and hung where you used to chill. Toast to plastic cups, then the liquor spill. Arguments about how hard you win. Your name attached on four arms across the back. Dog tags with your face and your mom's in black. Revenge is sworn, any obscene is on. Gas is drawn on any nigga talking wrong. Hood is hot, echoes hear the shots. The word is out, nigga pop, gunned them down. Round for round, niggas go shell for shell. Casket for casket, cell for cell. You know the cycle, it's life or death. Niggas taking shots till there ain't none left. Yeah. Rest in peace to Yale and all the foreign soldiers. Project City, stay strong. Yo, yo, I rock Polo Ralph Lauren. All my currency is foreign. 100,000 sky miles, niggas out touring on rooftops and boat decks, from courtrooms and projects to when the night blue and white circle the block. Bad news travels to who got shot. It's more than just music, just the memory of the smell of cheap weed and the Hennessy studs. It's like I still reside here, part of me does. Yeah, a part of me loves every hungry night. Was forced to fight for survival. The faith placed itself, never placed in no Bible. My only rival was another nigga starving. Linked with those niggas, now we out here mobbing. I'm guarding this garden, no fruits forbidden. To my niggas bitten in they state greens. Freedom, we both got the same dream. Same fiends, but my dope is different. Before it hit the streets, I had to live it. With no cuts, the truth as I see it. So if you serve it, nigga, you gotta eat it. It's real talk. It's real talk. Yo, I'm rockin' camo, ammo under the hood. On 95 South, work under the hood. It's 6 in the AM, conversing with Suge. And we pray this our last trip. Like we said on our last lick, we don't even stop to piss. I can still feel this weight on me. If these crackers got a case on me, they throw me under the jail. My wife pissed at me, she ain't posting no bail. I see my kids in my rearview mirror where life steers you. For rock bottom, nothing can prepare you. Say you great, but what are you compared to? To get it all, what are you prepared to? I risk life, I risk limb, I risk freedom. I didn't eat just so I could feed them. I'm here to lead them, that's what my name mean. Loyalty and love, that ain't the same thing. I move wiser rather than move faster. One king can't serve two masters. First the scorn, the praise comes after. You find what you're willing to do when you have to. It's real.
trembling heart remains steadfast. And the course that you chart, the media will pick you up just to pick you apart. Cause they only see your end, they don't know where you start. They don't know about the dark night standing under park lights. Gambles with your life as you wait for the mall. They don't know about the overtime night school. Two kids, single mom, cause they don't know who we are. Lump us all together, then they tear us apart. Scrutinize every blemish, magnify our marks. Every mark is a scar, every scar is a spark that led to our light you can see in the dark. More than just an artist, I became the art. Every up, every down, and I shared my arch. What I became, what I am, is what we are. Cause only in the dark can you really see a star.
Shit that makes pain
leave. We on streets, on the corners, niggas hold heat.
body, my brother. You get right up on the motherfucker and bam, throw his brains all over the sidewalk in broad daylight.
Drop the block, baby.
Yeah, Super Bowl Radio.
Nothing but that fire. Nothing but that fire, yo. I enjoyed that fire.
I appreciate you.
Word up.
Yeah, that was a good one right there. Lullaby by C. Chappelle, Wrong Streets, 38 Special.
My guy right there.
For those that don't know, you know, 38 Special also produces.
Facts.
You know what I mean? But y'all chemistry, you know, y'all just sound good together.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Definitely crazy, man, this week, man. We got more for y'all motherfuckers, too.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, we almost to the end of the show. You know, I wanna let you plug any shows, any, you know, where they could go cop the album, you know, before we get out of here. You know, let the people know your IG handle so they could come follow you. You know, you're worth the follow. Definitely got music. Definitely got a lot of heat. Like, your catalog is crazy. Like, we only have an hour, so if we had longer, you know, we would give people more shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Everything is at Rashid Chappelle. RashedChappell. The album Sugar Bills is out now. I just recently did a record with De La Soul. Rest in peace to Dave and Pharoah Mont. Produced by the Beat Miners, that's going to be dropping soon. Sugar Bills is out now. There's only a few vinyl left. Purchase it there. Just keep the streaming numbers up, man. Like, the numbers is looking crazy, and I'm just very excited and humbled and blessed to have this moment. But that's it, man. I'm everywhere.
Any shows coming up?
No shows lined up just of yet, but stay tuned. That's all I'll say, stay tuned. We do have a speaking tour that I'm going on, I think, in January at a few, Clemson, Florida State, UNC, Chapel Hill, I think, a few spots I'm going to be speaking on, you know, life and times of the music, pretty much.
So he's going to be down there by you, E? Might have to go pop out for that one.
Yeah, definitely gonna post everything, and definitely gonna be posting everything. So, you know, and plus my lady, her family's in North Carolina, so.
Dope, man. Well, congratulations.
Keep pushing that shit.
Yeah, definitely congratulations on all the movements. You know, like I said, I've been hearing you since early, you know, 2011, 2012, you know, with the Outdoorsmen, and, you know, just keep doing your thing, because you're only getting better, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
You hear it in the music. So on that note, E, take us out of here. Let him introduce this new song, Concrete Cinema, and let's get out of here.
Get it, man.
Let's go.
See y'all next week at episode 150.
Let's get it.
Concrete Cinema.
Flashing lights, tragic nights. Caught a nigga slipping at the traffic light. Walked up on him like X didn't belly. Didn't see the gun, must have thought it was a celly. Nigga looked up, turned his hand in the deli. Right across from the huddle house, right by the telly. Chick on his side, tried to hop out the ride, but he let her four shots, bullets soar through his side. Walked real slow, crazed look in his eyes. Got close to her, he could hear as she cried. Baby, don't do it, please don't do this. Not how it looks, baby, we can work through it. Eyes cold as a steel in his palm. acting wild and she thinking that she grown. Every time she speaks, an experience is shown. Already having sex, many dicks she has blown. Barely 15, come from a good home. Daddy two jobs and her mom works too. Mind immature, but her body 22. Up top 38, hips 42. Nice slim waist, got the hourglass shape. Young boys lust and the grown men chase. Young boys beg, but the grown men pay. Grown men say anything for a taste. Pay more to hit it raw till one man rape. Young and naive, so much she hasn't seen. Took the nigga for a doja, thought that she could scheme. Fought through her screams, then it beat her like a hawk. Broke two ribs, eye socket and a jaw. On the floor, how she laid like a dog. Found by school kids playing with their ball. Doctor said miracle to recover. Comatose, took a month to discover. She brain dead, but her baby grew inside. Mom and dad by her side, now it's time to decide. Let her go, the baby dies. Let her live, the baby can survive. Belly grew, little girl turned blue. A piece of they towel, a hope they clung to. 6 months, baby born premature. The birth of a child, but the death of they world.
What up, DJ Clips, chilling right here live, the Halftime Radio Show. We're talking about my man Rashid Chappelle right now, the next generation.